Okay, we're in Perek Beis and Hilchos Chametz Matzah. Halacha Yud Aleph, and we're up to we're dealing with cases of piles of chametz and piles of matzah, and mixing them up or having mice take them into a house or another house. So that's what we're going to take up in more detail again in Halacha Yud Aleph. The Rambam says Shnei Tziborin Echad Shel Chametz VeEchad Shel Matzah. So let's say I have two piles, one of chametz, one of matzah. Ushnei Batim, and I have two houses, Echad Baduk VeEchad She'ena Baduk. And I have two houses next to each other. One is checked and one has not been checked. And two mice come along. And one mouse took chametz. The other one took from the matzah pile. And I'm not sure which house the mouse took the chametz into. One example. Or, let's say I have two houses that were checked for bedikas chametz. V'tzibur echad shel chametz. And it's one pile of chametz, who bought achbar, a mouse comes along, v'natal v'inadul, eza bayis nichnas. A mouse came and took from the pile of chametz, but I don't know which house the mouse went into. Oh, she yada she nichnas lecha mehen. But let's say I know, or another case is, I know which house the mouse went into. I just don't know, v'nichnas achra v'badak v'lo matza klum. But I went in after it, and I couldn't find any chametz. Oh, she badak v'matza kikar. Oh, I did go in after the mouse. I knew which house it went into, and not only that, I found the bread. Or let's say I had a case of nine piles of matzah and one of chametz, and one loaf got split off from them. And I'm not sure if it was chametz or matzah that got lost or removed from the piles. Right? And the mouse came along and took from the key car that was separated and went to a house that was checked. What's the key point? Bechol elu eino tzarech livdok pam shnia she'ein kan kavua. So in all these cases, I do not have to go back and check the house again because there was no actual situation of knowing with certainty that the presence of chametz was there. So this is a suffolk where since there's nothing kavua, there's nothing fixed. Therefore, I'm not chayv to go ahead and check these areas. In all these situations by Suffolk, I'd be okay. Halach Yud Beis, Hiniach HaChameis Bezavet Zu. Now let's say I left Chameis in one corner. Umatzu Bezavet Zacharis. And all of a sudden I find it in a different corner. Or, O Sheiniach Teisha Chalos Umatzu Eser. Let's say I set aside nine loaves and I found 10. O Sheba Achbar V'natal HaChameis V'Suffolk Nichlas Abayzeh Ozo Olo Nichnas. Or let's say a mouse comes along and took Chameis for sure, and I don't know if it went into the house or not. In all these cases, b'chol elu tzarech livdok. These are cases of kavua where I would be chayev to do bedika because it's a different kind of suffik. Gelachid gimel, nichnas achbar lebayis v'kikar b'fiv. Let's say a mouse goes into a house and it has bread in its mouth. V'yotza achbar misham, right? And a mouse leaves there, v'kikar b'fiv, right? And so, assuming it's a different mouse, leaves with bread in its mouth. Omrim hu arishon shenichnas hu achron sheyotza. So what he would say is that the first one that went in is the same one that went out. So assuming there's no obvious difference between the mice, I can assume that the one that went in is the same one that went out. Ve'eino tzarech livdok, meaning I can assume the mouse that went in with the chametz took the same chametz out with it. Hayar rishon shenichnas shachor v'zesh yatza lavan tzarech livdok. But of course, if one went in, the mouse that went in was black and the one that came out was white, in each case they're holding bread in their mouth, then I must do another bedika. Nichnas achbar v'kikar b'fiv. Let's say a mouse goes into the house and there's bread in its mouth. V'yatzasa misham chulda. And let's say what comes out is a weasel. Okay, so the mouse goes in with the bread. Weasel comes out. V'kikar b'fia, and there's bread in its mouth. Tzarech livdok again because they're different animals. V'yatzasa misham chulda. V'achbar v'kikar b'fia. Okay, but let's say Let's say a weasel left with both a mouse and bread in its mouth. Because we can assume that the bread had come from the mouth of the achbar, as the chulda doesn't naturally eat that. Let's say a snake goes into a hole, upas befiv, and it has bread in its mouth. I don't have to bring, literally, a chaber is a snake charmer. I don't have to bring someone who will be able to convince the snake, so to speak, to leave the chor. I can just do bit on, I'll be okay with that. Okay, Lachiyot Dalet. Gezayis Chametz Bishmei Korah, Mechai Venosa, Oso Lahavi Sulam, Lorido. So let's say I find the Kazayas HaChametz on the very, very top beam of, let's say, my loft, okay? So now I must go ahead and bring a ladder over there and remove the chametz. Why? Shipa amem yipol mishmei korah. Because what can happen is it might actually fall off that wooden beam. Haya chametz bebor, let's say chametz is in a hole, eimichayin avaso lahaloso, I don't have to go down into the hole to get the chametz. Ela mevatla b'libo v'dayo. Rather, I could just do bittol, and that will be sufficient for chametz that's in a hole. Hold on 1 second. Okay, kipas seor. So literally, seor refers to like sourdough or a yeast. Basically, it's a big block of yeast, something that's necessary for leavening bread. So kipas seor sheyachda liyeshiva, right? So let's say I have a big block of yeast, and it was designated to be used to be sat upon. Imtoch panea betit. If I went ahead and coated the outside of it with like plaster, hare zu butla umbutla lakaima. The yeast is considered batal, and I can keep it there. Okay. However, batzeg she bisitke ha'ariva. But let's say I have dough that's found in the cracks of an ariva is like literally it refers to a kneading trough. Okay, so some kind of trough where there's cracks in it, and what do? I put dough to fill in the cracks. Imish kizayis amakom echad chayv v'var. So if there is a kizayis of batzeg of dough in that crack, I must remove it and burn it. V'im lav, right? And if there's less than a kezias, im hoya asui lechazek bo shivrei ha'ariva. If the reason why I put the dough in those cracks is to strengthen the trough, o listem bo nekev, or to close up a hole, batel b'miyuto. We consider it batel, because you got two things working against it. It's smaller than the normal amount, plus it's not being used for any food type purpose. V'im lav chayev, levar. And if not, then I must burn it. Hayu shnei chatzei zeisim mishnei makomos. Let's say I have two chunks of dough. Each one's half a kezias. V'chut shel betzek b'neihem. And let's say there is a little tiny string of dough that connects the two together. Roin kol she'ili nanato chut nitlon imo chai levar. V'imlav eno chai levar. So if I consider the string of dough that connects the two as being part of it, or I pick it up together with it, then I'm chayev to burn it, because I consider the two half kezesim as one. And if not, then I'm not chayev to burn it, because I can say that they're two separate chunks. Halacha tezayin, b'med dvar amurim b'ariva. All these cases apply when we're dealing with dough being stuck in this trough. Aval b'bayis, but of course, if I'm in a house, af api she'im yinata lachut ein nitlin imo, and if I'm in my home, if I had the same case of the two pieces of dough stuck to each other with that little string of dough, and picking it up wouldn't work, picking up by the string wouldn't pick up both chunks of dough, it doesn't matter, it's irrelevant, right? Chayav levar, meishapam mekabes oso. I must burn it, because there are times where I'll bring it together. I'll bring the two chunks together, because that's the normal usage. Haya chatzi zayis b'bayis v'chatzi zayis b'aliyah, or chatzi zayis b'bayis v'chatzi zayis b'achsadra. So let's say, for example, I have half a kezias in my house, and half a kezias upstairs. Chatzizayis v'vayzev, chatzizayis v'shilifnei mimenu. Another case, also, if I have chatzizayis in my house, or chatzizayis in a different house, or an inner house, hol ve'elu achatzizayisim tevukim b'ksalim or b'koros or b'karkos, eno chai levar el mavata b'livodayo. Since all these pieces of dough are less than a kezias, right? And usually they're found in situations where they're stuck to walls or beams or things like that. I don't have to do beer on them. Bittel's enough and that's sufficient. Okay, so again, these aren't very practical for today, but the Rambam has to get through them. Okay, Lachi Yud Zayim. Okay, now comes something a little more practical. Hamaskir Bias, 1 second. Hamaskir Bias Stam Bar Basar. Okay, so let's say a person rents out their house on the 14th of Nisan. Harei ze becheskas baduk, ve'eino tzarech livduk. So that's important halacha. We consider it as if the house was checked. Okay, you can rely on the fact that the house was checked, and therefore you don't have to do your own bedika. Ve'im hochzok ze hamaskir shelo baduk. But let's say we know what it called for sure that the person renting it did not do bedika. Ve'amra isho katan anu bat kunhu. But let's say the woman or child say we did bedika. Harei yelanem anan. Right, we would trust the woman or the minor to go ahead and say they did bedika, because we trust everyone when it comes to saying they did bir chametz. Ba'kol k'shein lebedika, anyone could do bedika chametz. Afilu nashim v'banu k'tanim, it could be women, slaves, or minors. V'hu shi'a katan sheish bo das levdug. But of course, for the katan to do it, he must have the ability, the mindset to be able to check. But there's nothing preventing nashim v'banu k'tanim from doing bedika chametz. Ke'lachu yuches, hamasker ba'is l'chaveiro. So let's say I rent a house to my friend. Im ad shalom maser lo hamafteach. If it's before I gave him the keys, chal arba'asar ala maskir, chal arba'asar ala maskir livdo. So if I didn't give the keys over, right, and then the 14th of Nisan hits, then the person, the landlord, is the one who must do the bedika. Then misha masar mafteach chal arba'asar ala sorcha livdo. But once the key is transferred over to the renter, once he has it, when the 14th of Nisan hits, then he must be the one to do bedika. So again, it's all a question of who has access to the house at the time that the Chiyah B'dikas Chametz comes into existence. Hamasker bayis b'cheska shehu baduk, v'nim sheshein baduk, okay, this can happen, that you rent a house out and the chazaka is it was checked, and it turns out B'dikas Chametz was not done, al ha-socher livduk. Now, unfortunately, the person renting is the one who must now take care of the B'dika. V'eino mekachtaos, and it's not considered a faulty transaction. V'afil v'makum shebotkim b'schar shari mitzvah hu oseh. Even in a situation where and a place where people would pay others to do bedikas chametz, okay? Nonetheless, we still say it wouldn't be considered a mechachtos if the person you paid to do bedikas chametz turns out didn't do such a great job. So that's not considered a mechachtos. Finally, Allah yates, I'm a farish b'yam, v'ayotze b'sheyara, tok shlosh yom, zokol livdok. So let's say I plan on going on a long trip, okay? Like whatever, a cruise, okay? Within 30 days of Pesach, I can do bedikas chametz. So that's an important halacha. If you leave your house before Pesach, you have various methods you can deal with bedikas chametz. But one of them is, if it's before 30 days, you can do bedikas chametz. Kodem sholshim yom, eino tzarech livdok. And if it's before 30 days, I'm not chayav to do bedika at all. Vim daito lachzor kodem haPesach, but of course, if I'm going to come back home before Pesach starts, tzarech livdok, then I must do bedika. V'akar kach yetze. And then I should leave. Shema yachzor er Pesach minish mashos v'loyelo panai levayer. Because the concern is I might come back er Pesach during banish mashos, and I won't have the opportunity to do bir chametz. V'im ain daito lachzor ain otzarach lidok. But if my intention is not to come back home, then I do not have to do bedikas chametz. V'chena osa beso otzar. Let's say I make my house, I convert my entire house into one big storage facility. Tok shloshim yom zokog lifdok v'akrach konech otzro lesocho. So within 30 days, I could do bedika, and then I could bring in anything I want to store inside my house, which is really my storage area. Kodem shloshim yom, if it's for 30 days, im taito lifnoso kona pesach, tzarech livdok v'archarach osoch otzar. So if it's a 4-30 days, if my intention is to go ahead and convert it over to an otzar prior to Pesach, then I do bedika, and then I do make into the otzar. V'im ein taito lifnoso kona pesach, and otzarech livdok. But if my das is not to go ahead and, take the goods out before Pesach, then I would not have to do bedika in that case. Okay, moving along to Perek Gimel, Halacha Aleph, Kishabodik Adam, okay, when a person does bedikas chametz, u'mechapes belele arba'asar, and he checks on the night of the 14th, motzi es ha-chametz min ha-chorim, u'min ha-machbos, u'min ha-zavios, u'mechabetz ha-kol, u'menicho b'mokom echad. So what do? You take all the chametz you found in these cracks and crevices and holes, etc. You gather it all together into one place in your house, one makom. Let's say, for instance, in the corner of your kitchen counter. Ad chila shah shishis biyom, until the beginning of the 6th hour, umivaro, and then you do bir chametz. Vim ratzo levaro belele abarasar umivaro. And if you want to get rid of it, okay, destroy the chametz on the 14th at night, gezunta heit, no problem whatsoever. Okay? Halacha beis, ha chametz sheminiach Bilele arba'asar kadesh yochal menu lamachar ad arba shaos. Now this is important. The chametz that you set aside on the 14th that you found with bedikas chametz, or anything left over, meaning it's not necessarily what you found. It could be any chametz that you still have in your house that you plan on eating before the 4th hour of the day. Eino menicha mufuzar mforad b'chol makom. So of course this is common sense. You don't have the chametz laid out or spread out all over your house. Ella matznio bekli o bezavis yidua vizarbo. Rather, what do? You put it into like one kli, like a container, or into one corner that you know right? And you'd be very careful. Shem lo nizarebo umatzo chaser. Because if you're not careful, and of course, if you find something missing from that, the chametz you have left over, tzarech lechapes acharav. Now you have to do bedika all over again. Livdok pam acheres, shemer karurach barim. Always got to worry about those darn mice. You have to worry, if you're missing one, what happened? A mouse took it, and because of that, you may have to do bedika all over again. So you really want to avoid that situation at all costs. Keep the chametz together. Halacha gimel, chal arba asar lios b'shabbos. Let's say the 14th of, and this is actually a very, very important halacha. If the 14th of Nisan comes out on Shabbos, okay, which means Leil Seder will be mostly Shabbos, Bokir es haChametz b'Leil Erev Shabbos, so you do Bedikas Chametz Friday night, Shehu Leil Shlosha Asar, okay, which would be the 13th at night, U'meniach min haChametz k'dei Leil Chomenu ad Arba Shos b'Yom HaShabbos. And then any Chametz you have, you keep, right, that you intend on in eating until the 4th hour on Shabbos, because that's the latest you can consume the Chametz. And you keep it in a hidden area. And the rest of it you destroy before Shabbos starts. Okay, so that's an important thing. In other words, anything you're going to eat, you set aside. And anything that you're going to get rid of, you destroy before Shabbos starts. Any chametz that's left over on Shabbos itself after 4 hours into the day, mivatlo, you do bittul on it, v'kofel of kli, and you cover it up with a kli ad motzei yom tov rishon uvara until the end of the first day yom tov, and then you do beer on it. So of course, this leads to the whole question of what do you do about sudat shlishit on Shabbos when Pesach comes out motzei Shabbos? Famous question. Halacha dalin, hayu lo kikaros rabo shel truma. Let's say a person has many different loaves of truma. Vitzarach l'sarfa erev Shabbos, right? And he has to burn them, obviously, before Shabbos starts. Lo ya'arev tahori matmeya v'yisrof. You shouldn't mix up the tar and tamei together. Ela sorev tahora la'atzma, utzmeya la'atzma, utluya la'atzma. Rather, what you do is you burn them all separately. U'miniach mina tahora k'dei lecho ad arba shos b'yom Shabbos ovad. And then you set aside from that which is tahor to eat until 4 hours into the day on Shabbos. Okay. Halacha hey. Now, what if someone didn't do bedika? Misha shachach hizid. If a person forgot, meaning shogeg or mazid, purposely, v'lo badak v'lal ba'asar, bodak bar ba'asar b'shachris. You can check on the 14th in the morning. Lo badak b'shachris, bodak b'shas abir. You can even check as late as the time that you would destroy the chametz. Lo badak b'shas abir, bodak b'sochachag. Now, this is a fascinating halacha. If a person didn't do bedikas chametz at the time of bir, now chametz is aser, he still should do bedika during Pesach. Avar rega v'lo badak. Even if Pesach passed and he didn't do bedika chametz, bodeg achar regel. He can still check after Pesach is over. Why? Kadesh shivar masha yimsa mechametz avar lava Pesach meishu aser b'haniya. Simple. He may come across chametz avar lava Pesach, and we know that's a knas by Chazal that there's an isra hana'a. So you should search for it, and this way he can go ahead and burn it or destroy it when he finds it. Halacha vav. So right before you go ahead and do bedikas chametz, what do you do? No matter when you do it, so as we mentioned in the beginning, the bracha you make on bedikas chametz is biur chametz, which is destroying it. You do the bedika the way the Rambam explains. Vim badak la'achar regel einam avarach. But if you do bedikas chametz after Pesach is over, then you will not have to make a bracha on it. Halacha zayin. And now, what about when you're done? Ugushagomer livdok im badak b'leil ba'asar or b'yom ba'asar kodem she'shos. So once I finish bedikas chametz, and if it comes out, I finish it on the 14th at night or even the 14th in day before 6 hours. Sarach levatel kol chometz nishar b'reshuso ve'ino rohu. He has to mevatel, nullify all the chametz that might be left in his rishus, so that he doesn't see it. V'yomar, and what does he say? Kol chametz yesh b'rishusi shlo receive lo yidativ, harihu batel varihu ka'afar. All right. So basically, what he says is all the chametz in my possession is like dust. Avim badak mitchila shashi shilamala. But if he did do bedika from the beginning of the 6th hour, ainu yachal levatel. Shari ainu b'rishuso shekvar nesar b'hana. He can't mevatel it because it's no longer considered in his rishus. And why? Because it's usher, it was already usher and hana. So then he won't be able to recite the formula for bittel if it's after the 6th hour. Halacha ches, lefikach. Therefore, Imlo bital kodem sheish. If a guy didn't do bital a chametz before sheish, umishesho sulamala matza chametz. And let's say after the sixth hour, he finds chametz in his house. Shahaya daito olav, right? His das was on it. Vaya belibo, right? Vishachro bishasabir. And he intended to do it, but forgot at the time of destroying it. Vilobiaro, he didn't destroy it. Hareze avar al lo yurav lo yamatza. He's over those two isurim. Shari lo biar v'lo bita. Because what did he do? He didn't destroy the chametz, and he didn't nullify the chametz. So this is a very, very difficult situation the person's put himself into. Veina bittel ata mo lo klum. Bittel can't help him now. Levish eino birshuso, because it's not his rishus anymore. V'akasuv asok iluhu birshuso l'chaivo mishum lo yurav lo yamatza. But at the same time, the Torah does consider it to be in his rishus, because he's over lo yurav lo yamatza. He's in this strange purgatory. V'chayev levaro b'chol eishim sa'enu. And therefore he's chayev to destroy any chametz he comes across. Vim matzo b'yom tov, if he comes across that chametz on yom tov itself, kofol of kli ad le'erev umivaro, he puts a, let's say, a cup over it, and waits until after yom tov is over, and then destroys it. V'im shel hekdeshu, enet zarech l'chafos lav kli shakol portion menu. Now that's also interesting, if it is heksher, if it's hekdesh, right, which means it's usher anyway to get hanah, etc. from, then I would not have to go ahead and put anything over it, because people are naturally, they keep away from those items. Halacha tes, mi sheyatza mi beis hakodem shas abir, lasos mitzvah, lechol sudas shel mitzvah, kagon sudas erusin, unisuin. Let's say someone left their house before the time of bir chametz, to, let's say, do a mitzvah, or to eat at a wedding feast, okay? V'nisgar sheyesh lo chametz lok beiso. But he remembers, right in the middle of that suda, he remembers that he has, what he called, chametz in his house. Im yochol lachzor levarer v'lachzor lemitzvaso, if he can go ahead and go back home, right, to destroy the chametz, v'lachzor lemitzvaso, and then go ahead back to his mitzvah, yachzor, then he should do so. V'im lav yivata b'libo. If not, he should just rely on bittel. Bittel b'lev, and that's enough. Yotzo lahatzil miyad hagayis minanar min deleka min apolis. Let's say he wants to, what do you call it? He's going out, for instance, he's escaping a river that's about to flood the area, okay? So then, he only has to do bittel, and that's sufficient. Yotzo l'tzorech atzmo, okay, but let's say he went out for his own reasons, okay? V'nizkar shleisho chamez zog beiso, yachzor miyad. But meaning, if he has no excuse, right, then he has to go back and do bittel, do beer. That kamahu choser ad kebetza. So how much chametz has to be in his house that would force him to go back home to do beer? A size of a kebetza. Hayapachos mi kebetza vat lo b'libo v'daya. But if he actually had less than a kebetza, he would not actually have to go back home to do beer. He could just rely on bittel. Okay, so that's a situation if a person went ahead and didn't do beer chametz. Okay. All right, let's do one more. Halacha yud. Mishinyech isa megulgelas besoch beso. Let's say someone had set aside isa megulgelas is dough that's been rolled up, okay? V'yatza, and he left his house. V'nizkar achash yatza, and he remembers after he left. Hu yoshev lifnei rabo, and he is sitting in front of his rebbe. V'haya yare, and he's concerned, he's fearful, shema tachmitz, that this dough will ferment kodem sheyavo, before he gets back home. Harez imevatla b'libo kodem shetachmitz. He could do bittel on it, even though it hasn't leavened yet. He could still do bittel. Aval im hechmitza, but let's say it already, fermented and rose, ain't a bittel mo klum. Bittel won't help. Alakvar avar alo yorav lo yimatze, v'chay levar miyad kishyach zoveso. He's ready, it's too late. He's over the Isra by Rav by Matzah, and he must destroy it when he gets back home. Okay, let's do, we'll do one more, okay? Halach Yad Aleph, Ketzah Bir Chametz. So how do you do Bir Chametz? So Bir Chametz is done as follows, okay? Sorfo, now everyone thinks this is how it's supposed to be done. You burn it, but that's not true. That's one way, which is based on the Machlokas in the Gemara. Or a person can crumble it up and toss it to the wind, or toss it into the water. V'imhaya chametz kasha, right? So let's say the chametz is very hard. V'enayam mechatzko b'mehera, and the water will not go ahead and break up the chametz. Harez mefaro, you have to break it up by hand. V'achak zorkoliyam, then throw it into the water. V'chametz shenafla lav mapolis, v'nimso lav afar shlosha tfachim o yeser. Now let's say a building fell down on chametz, whatever. Rocks fell on chametz, and it's covered by three tzvachim or more of dirt. right? It's considered to be destroyed. Hariyo kemivur. V'tzarech levata belivo. Ima dain lo nichnasa shah shvishis. So it's considered destroyed, but I still have to go ahead and be mevata let belive. Nasul nachri kodem shah shvishis. If I gave it over to a non-Jew before the sixth hour, ino tzarech levar. I don't have, meaning I did a kinyan. I don't have to go ahead and do beer. Vim sarfo kodem shah shvishis. Hariyo mutal lehanos. Also important halacha. If I burn chametz before the sixth hour, the charcoal that's left over, right, I'm allowed to benefit from on Pesach. Avaim sarfo mishah shishis ulamala. But if I wait until after the sixth hour, which is already too late to burn it, then the coals become aser. That's what's always amazing about Pesach. It's literally, it's an amazing thing how halacha works. A minute before the sixth hour, I can benefit from this. It's not considered chametz charcoal. It's considered charcoal that had bread on it. But after that sixth hour, now it's considered charcoal that was tied up to chametz. Vim afo bishol osa hapas osa tavsha osa bana. And if I use this charcoal on Pesach to cook whatever, then it's anything I cook could be aser and hana. V'chein apachamim shelo aser bana hol v'sarfo acher shenesar b'hania. So too, I can't benefit at all from the charcoal itself, because what it burned with was usher in Hanah.